Hello, welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People on Turtle Island and around the world. Today is a special day. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Is anybody on yet?
No. You're opening the show.
Okay.
You're opening the show.
Okay. So before we get started, you know, getting into the show tonight, I'm going to direct something to all listeners out there far away right here in this country. Before you come to this show anymore, whether you come on the show or you text or email Tariq about our anger concerning hate speech, get over the past. I'm going to make this statement tonight. Before anybody does this with us anymore, here's what I want you people to do out here, whether you're white people listening in or you're white sympathizers. I want you to go out here to the streets of America and talk to all the evangelical Christian crazies, all the Nazi crazies, all the white national crazies, and all the politician crazies. I want you to get in their face and up their ass concerning hate, speech, paranoia, anger, and violence. Because every day I look on my news or something, that's all I see out here in the year 2022 is white people gone fucking crazy and using their speech, their hate, their religion, and their politics to do what they goddamn please. So please don't come to our goddamn radio show and tell us what the fuck we can or can't do. Tell us to get over the past, get over our anger, because that's not a place for you to be then if you don't want to sit here and listen to what we got to say. We're tired of hearing this. And if you don't like listening to it, you know where to go. That's all I got to say for now.
Well, would you like to say a prayer to start the show?
I don't pray that way.
Oh.
I pray silently.
Okay. Well, you are the host. You're the co-host.
Well, like I said, I think people from far or in this country need to respect and listen to the people on this show. There's many different people that's coming to this show to talk what they've experienced in life, what they're experiencing now, what they don't want to experience in the future. I think we should give some respect there. And like I said, anybody that gets pissed off at anything we are saying, you're more than welcome to get the fuck off of the goddamn show. I said, there's plenty of people out here you can go to talk about hate speech and anger issues and the past, you know. We don't want that on this show. But if you want to come on and you want to get at us, we're going to come back hard at you. And if you don't like it, don't marry Jane and cream puff on us and throw lawyers and harassment and free speech and blah, blah, blah at us, because we don't give a fuck. We don't want to hear it. We're keeping it real here about what we're angry about, whether that be past, present, what we're going to be facing in the future. We don't need no Mary Jane cream puffs on here. So if you can't stand it, just stay off. If you want to come at us, it's going to be some of us. We're going to come back hard. So what's your take on this Tariq about all this, all these messages and emails you get?
Well, I am used to it, actually, the emails and the harassment. You know, I've been doing radio hosts, like radio programs like this before, ever since 1993, and the Middle East. During the war in the Middle East, we used to have a radio show during the war called Virus Radio. And it's similar to Indigenous Voices of People. And the difference is we were, you could say, like a classic rock slash heavy metal station. But, and we were headed like about 13 of us. And my take was on all the illegal practices of what was happening within the country and what was happening outside the country and what was happening on Palestinian occupied lands and Palestinian reservations or refugee camps. So I actually, you know, was going with a tape recorder at a young age, you know, to all these places and actually interviewing, you know, Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, of what was happening. And when I would come back to the radio station and it was my segment, my time, I would put the mood in, like what the music was, you know, or I remember using a lot of, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you know, to get the, you know.
Okay, but let me ask it in this way.
Yeah.
Let me ask it in this way. Knowing what's going on in this country, what do you feel that these people come on here and talk to us the way they do when are they even looking out here and the same people that they're telling us to sympathize with or get over the past with are still carrying on?
Oh, no, no. They have no right. They have no right. Nobody has the right to go up to you, Indigenous families, First Nations, and tell you how you should feel, how you should act. You should not cuss. Nobody should be telling you anything. Actually, you should all be telling us, because actually we are living on stolen land. This is stolen land. And I, you know, I'm a guest on your land. So
this is where I go in. This is where I come in with these people who keep coming and tell us it's the past. Get over it. Get over your anger. Get over the past. Well, I hear all these people out in this country, the white majority, well, they haven't gone over their past. They haven't gotten over their racism. They haven't gone over the one of the violence to kill something they don't agree with or don't like. No, I don't want these people coming on the show, but they're more than welcome, but they're going to get their asses ripped because they can't come at us with nothing. Don't even say the word fucking conquer to us. I'm sick and tired, and I'm sick and tired of people that come on this radio show.
Well, I made this radio show for all Indigenous Voices of People around the world. You know what I mean? It's
I mean, pertaining right here with what we've been doing here in the last few days.
Oh,
with
okay.
All this, this tension with people of our own race telling us we got to let our anger go, get over the past. You know, try to sympathize with that white man. Get happy. Be happy with him.
Oh, okay.
So that's the point I'm getting to here.
Absolutely.
No. Y'all need to go out there in the real world, in the real America, and you need to say that to these white people in this world. I think you're a fool when you come on here and you talk that way. But the people you're telling us to get happy with, to get over our anger with, they're out there the ones acting like the damn goddamn fool crazy they are. And they're still living their past. They're still waving their Confederate flags thinking it's 1864. Come on, how about we tell these honkies to get the fuck over their past? I'm just done with all this. I like I said, I'm done with all this fucking ignorance.
Hello, 971-2285.
Oh, how's it going, everybody? This is Black Crow.
Hello, Black Crow.
So, I got a few things I'll say. I'll try to keep it within 5 minutes. And that's one of the things I want to bring up is this. I hear all the time, this is the indigenous voices of people. This is your show. Come on, people. Come talk. Come talk. Come talk. All right. So I got my uncle on. And he got cut off. And it upset him. It upset me. You know, 38 minutes or not, you should have let him finish. It upsets me a lot. And I was going to come on here and say some harsh and rude things, but nah, I don't need to. It takes, how can you take a lifetime of experiences and bound it in with 5 minutes? You can't. You can't. He's a new caller. You guys should have respected my uncle and let him finish. Now, I listened to the radio show the last 2 days, and I was going to get on, but after I heard the show was rated number one, I took, you know, I stepped back. I wanted to see how it went. All I've been hearing is arguing over one little woman, one little American girl. Nah. You guys put too much power on this one little girl. I wouldn't take her deal. If you need money, I'll help you. I'm not a rich person, but I'll send you some money. All right?
Thank
and
you.
Another thing about co-hosting this radio show, I did what Chinupo would tell me to do in any situation. Take a step back. So I did. I wanted to see where it went, see what happened. And I see the results of it. From my own experience, one person came on and disrupted the whole show. It was supposed to be about solutions. It was supposed to be re-talking about solutions because the last episode was canceled, was deleted. And instead of focusing on the solutions, it went in a negative way about one little girl. So to me, that right there shows me it's not good. It's not good. So I say forget her. All right, we have bigger issues that are going on in Turtle Island than one little girl who wants to get upset because she got butt hurt or she doesn't know. And that's the problem is you're not going to fully know any of our ways in a book. I got into an argument with the last host when she was saying, when all mean, this black woman was saying, to learn Indian culture, to read a book, hidden knowledge is in a book. She never said what fucking book. What book am I supposed to read to understand myself? What book? Tell me. Never said anything. You know, when new callers come on, like my Uncle Philip, okay? And my family is a predominant known family here in our territory. Okay, for me, myself. He is an elder. He is the last ones in our family, male, to do and continue on the ceremonies. And we've been talking about this Theta Nubris. She's a crazy dog. Okay? And our way, crazy dogs are supposed to protect the camp, keep it in order. They're not police officers. They're not celebrities. Okay? So when I helped my cousin do this, remember us, when they were finding all these graves of indigenous, native, Indian, whatever you want to call it, children, from these churches. They were killing them, raping them. They were raping them and killing them and burying them on Mark's graves. So when I helped him do this, those crazy dogs, supposedly crazy dogs, when we are doing our pipe ceremony, which is the highest thing in our ways of doing stuff, we were supposed to be honoring those children, because my grandmother on my dad's side, she's a survivor. She was forced into boarding school and was forced into Catholicism. Forced. You don't understand what that is. You guys talk about freedom and all this other stuff. Well, when you're forced and raped and murdered, speak English, white things, buy rent, live in the world of garbage, we have a lot to be mad about. A lot. A lot of us, we don't want to waste our time repeating our same story on a radio station, in person, in life. We know, because we have been oppressed, we know, we feel it when somebody's being ignorant when we're talking. When I listened to it last night, I heard that Mallory woman laugh at my uncle. That's no good. Mm-mm. That's shameful. That's not good. Now, if Tariq or anybody else was on there, how would you feel if I laughed at you guys and you guys are telling the truth? There's a lot of stuff that's going on here, all right? You guys want to know what's going on, what's happening to us. When my uncle was explaining it to you, let's cut him off. So if we're only allowed 5 minutes, okay, we can only talk 5 minutes, then if five people talk, that's only 25 minutes. There's still 90 minutes to fill. Like right now, I bet you there's only a few callers. I'm over my 5 minutes. Don't cut me off. Let me finish. Because I let everybody talk. You have a question, let me finish. We'll go back to it. That's best respect. Okay, there's only probably a few callers on. Every show I've been on, there's only a few callers on. And so I get asked to get on the show to help carry it. You know? It's not. Whatever I tell you guys, I'm living in shit. Every day I feel racism. Every day. I get that look, that smirk, that tone of voice. You don't understand what it feels. White people don't understand what that feels. They don't understand the privilege of not feeling singled out because they're native. I don't care. I'm not talking about black people or yellow people. I'm talking about my people. Every day. Every minute, every second, we're dying. We're getting killed. We're getting raped. We try to talk. We try to say shit, but we get cut off. And we're not going to talk no more. There's been many people last 2 years since they've been coming on these radio stations. By almost every host, been cut off. I don't ever hear them coming back on. I got cut off. I got cussed out by the last host when I was done with this radio show. But, you know, I'm not going to let one woman who doesn't understand because she read it out of the book tell me who I am. I know who I am. I know where I'm at. I know it's 5:30 AI. I know we're in the winter solstice moon while everybody else is living in December 3rd, 2022. I'm living reality. Thank you. That's all I have to say. And if nobody else talks, I'll talk some more.
I want to hear your uncle finish what he was saying last night.
No, he's not coming back on. He liked the first show, but then
well, that's bad because I like hearing him. Well,
I told him that you're the main supporter of the show because you're on every show. You wanted him to speak.
Yes. And I still want to hear finish what he's saying.
The only way you're going to be able to hear him now, Rachel, is if you come to our territory and sit down with him.
Yeah.
You have to come to us. He's done. I don't blame him.
I don't agree with that. He should have been allowed to finish. I'm not, you know, nobody else was coming on and talking, including me. But I was listening. I was listening to your uncle, and I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Well, that bridge is already passed, man. Like I said, if you want to come up and listen to my uncle, you're more than welcome to come up. You want to learn about the Blackfeet? Come up here. You can come and learn, but don't act like a tourist. And that's another thing I want to explain. Seems like every time I get my family, the Blackfeet, the Piikani's on, you know, we're disrespected, cut off. Why? That's the problem. You know, because I say all Native people. I don't just say my own people, which I can. The reality, it's, you know, my people are Piikani people. My people are not any of these other nations or people here. We're Piikani's, and we're well-known in Turtle Island. You can ask any tribe about the Blackfeet. We were very sacred people. We lived in the homes of the West Wind. We were known throughout this land. Don't mess with us. We're strong, spiritual people. Ask any Native you want to. We're well-known in Turtle Island. To be disrespected like this, it's just shameful. That's all I can say, shameful. I don't know. Makes me mad. Makes me not want to get on the show no more. But I'm not going to let that disrespect, all right? I'm speaking for my uncle. I'm speaking for my people and the Native people, all Native people. We're sick and tired. It doesn't matter who speaks or who says it. We all feel the same shit. Even the ones that are colonized into the white man's way, they still feel the racism. They're just trying their best, all right? I know a lot of you urban Indians lost your way. You're forced in the city. Thank you, IRA Act. Thank you, white presidents. Thank you, Zionists, for destroying the greatest chance you had to survive for eternity on what we call Mother Earth. Why I say
that's
this,
what I'm
angry I've been
about
saying
too.
Rachel, I've been saying this for so long, that life started from us, from the Native people, from Turtle Island. I have proof. Nobody wants to listen to me. I came across a video the other day, and it was confirmed by white scientists, because any DNA you can take, Blackfeet DNA, Lakota DNA, you can take Arapaho DNA, you can take Mexican DNA, whatever DNA you want to take from an indigenous person. Our DNA does not match any other black, white, yellow, Middle Eastern DNA. So what does that tell you right there?
That says a lot.
That says a lot. So now they're thinking, well, then all life must have came from us, right? I even had Tariq on an episode agree that there are more pyramids and structures here than there is in all of Eurasia. What does that tell you there? Our people were not primitive people. We were the most advanced civilization to ever live. We didn't destroy our natural resources. We boosted them. There were just as many people living on here today as there was in the Day of the Dog. And if you don't know what the Day of the Dog is, I don't have to explain it to you. But on the Day of the Dog, there were millions, if not billions of people here who did not starve, who was not going cold. But now look at it. Nobody wants to say nothing. Ignorance is bliss. But, yeah, I'm going to ramble if you don't stop me. So go ahead. Talk about what I had to say.
Oh, I'm interested. I don't want to hear it. We all been through hurt. You said it, even us urban Indians. I don't get offended by that. Like I said, I never was born and raised around my tribe. I did. I grew up. I was 10, 11 years old before I knew I was Ho-Chunk. I didn't even know what tribe we were from. I do have some hate and anger in me about that. I know where it came from, what it caused, what caused it. I knew why my grandfather turned out the person he was. I'm angry about a lot of things, too. We all are. So, That's all I got to
I know.
Say. No.
Welcome 406-5023 to the show. Welcome 406-0403 to the show.
Yes, this is Jenny calling in from the Kunny Nation here in Northwest Montana. First of all, I want to basically stay truthful and honest about how I feel about the whole thing with, and I want to clarify it today so that we can, you know, carry on without this woman's name ever mentioned anymore. After the show yesterday, when she come in with that offer like that, you know, after what she said, you know, this lady is a very ignorant lady, okay? Because everything that she was saying towards Chanupa, she was busy cussing him out and what because of what he said about, you know, I don't know what really upset her, you know, but I didn't get to hear it till after the show when she called Chanupa, okay? Asking him to tell us to accept her apology. Yeah, and this is the reason why. Because everything that she was saying about him, against him, towards him, and what, cussing and everything and what, she's got to remember that, you know, this is where she forgot. He has daughters. He has sons. He has grandchildren. He has nephews, brothers, sister, you know, aunt. If his mother and all his grandmothers and grandfathers were there still, here, they would have heard the same thing what she was saying. You think Rachel would have been cussing? You imagine what they would have said to her. So this is where I want her to, you know, if she's listening, you know, it's fine. But we don't accept her apology. Chanupa already said, thank you, no. But I heard her and she called. I was on the other line. I heard all the conversation. And she wants to pour out all this, all these things that she did. You know, really trying to convince him, you know, to accept her apology. So she traveled all over these places she was telling him. All right? So she's supposed to be from a what tribe did she say she was from? Rachel, you said you knew when she said that she was from a tribe.
One of those tribes down here from Oklahoma, and I just couldn't understand her way of thinking.
A Muscogee tribe or something she said or what? I don't know.
Yeah,
but in the
like
whole
that.
Conversation when she was trying to convince Chanupa's mind to accept her apology, she never mentioned the people of her reservation she was supposedly enrolled with and come from, which she had done for them. Why don't she go back to Oklahoma and help her people if she's so well known out there? And she spoke like, you know, like, oh, you know, she did this and she that. I'm an activist and I, come on. Really?
Well, like I've explained to Jenny, a lot of these Native people from Oklahoma don't want, and I've experienced this all my life, I've had them over and over tell me, we don't want to piss the white man off. That's why I recognized her when she started talking, the way she did.
She's an urban-minded, urban girl and everything, you know, what they call Apple Indians, okay?
Uh-huh.
No,
well,
don't
I'm
come on this radio. No, you know, she's like Tariq said that she should have never replied to the interview, the video that she listened to or whatever she does. Okay, that's where it started. She tried to tell Chanupa, oh, no, it's over a picture about the turtle and Tyreek, you know, trying to say the turtle island was down in, you know, Bahamas. It only goes up, it starts in Canada. Bullshit, it starts all the way up further than Canada. I heard the whole conversation, okay? And then Chanupa told her to send a picture. No, it didn't start over that. It started over her ignorance, which she said towards Chanupa. Oh, we're living in a 1300. Oh, he's talking. All right. Well, So why didn't she help? Why didn't she come on? Because he made a remark, which, he talked a little rough here and there. You know, but I just kind of learned to block that shit out. We're talking about what's happening. We're talking about reality. It's not only about the Lakota Nation. It's not only about Chinupa's story of what happened with him in his life. It's all of our stories that we're trying to share.
Exactly.
Trying to share. If it is not about all of us, then why the hell are we coming on?
Well, like I said, there's a joke that goes around about here when they say the civilized tribes. Those of us recognize that saying. You know what I'm saying? The civilized part of it, because they don't act like they want to hold that white man responsible. And if she grew up in Oklahoma like I did, she would not be talking like that. If she truly grew up in Oklahoma that me and my dad grew up in, she would not have been on that radio station talking to Chinook the way he was and laughing at the rest of us, calling us names. She would not have done that. If she did grow up in Oklahoma, she must have been very, very, very assimilated.
Yeah, well, you know, she's already labeled as a Karen, so we'll leave it like that. Whether she wants to come on and say something for herself, I don't care. I'm ready for it. You know, but I don't want to talk about her no more. I don't want her to be on this radio station. And don't call Chinupa no more. Leave him alone.
Yep.
Okay.
Leave him the alone. Because you talked against him. When you talked against him, you talked against all those elders that look up to Chinupa to protect him when all this dirty fucking bullshit corruption is going on in the tribal office all the time.
Yep, that's what
you
talk
against somebody that has daughters, you know. Oh, he's lucky his daughters, his kids weren't on there.
Can I say something? I have my hand up.
Fuck her apology. I don't give a fuck who she is.
Can I say something?
Well,
go ahead.
We just want people to be clarified. Don't come on here talking at us that way. That's what I wanted to make a statement to this.
Can
we
I say
get
something?
Over this. We don't want no more.
Can I say something?
I guess.
I take I take full responsibility for cutting off your uncle yesterday. I'm sorry for that. I wish if I had more, you know what I mean, support with this radio station that I have, that I'm paying out of pocket, you know what I mean, to give more time, you know, to everybody on the show to speak, you know, for hours. I'm working towards that. I've been working towards for it for the last 28 years. I've been trying my best to get my own personal radio station on Turtle Island, but they will not give me the permits because they know very well how I speak. This is not my first time, sir. In 1993, I had a radio station with a bunch of colleagues out of Beirut, Lebanon. And that station during the war in Lebanon, you know, it was a pirate radio. And we broadcasted 24 hours, 7 days a week. That is my wish. This is what I'm trying to do. But the problem is, we have a Zionist government in America that does not want your voice. It doesn't want my voice. So I take full responsibility, you know, with the time that we had yesterday. You know what I mean? I did not want to cut him off either. But we were short on time. I apologize for that. And I take full responsibility. And today, I contacted the radio station, KILI Radio, on the Dakotas, And I told them this. It's everybody's God-given right to voice their thoughts and opinions, not the white man to limit indigenous people's speech and expression. So being that, KILI Radio, I invite you to come on the show because you are in Pine Ridge and you haven't created a show for your own people to voice their voices on your radio station, that this radio station just got funding for $1.2 million, and they have a transmitter which is 30,000 watts, which is, it could circle the whole entire continent of Turtle Island. And I contacted them, and I'm still waiting for an answer back from them. So back to your uncle, if you give me his number, I will contact him to apologize personally. Thank you.
Okay, this is Jenny. That's my brother. I'm sure, you know, you probably understand that by now. All right. And this is what I had to basically try to my best to explain while I was mad yesterday about it. Okay. Very mad because he was almost finished with his story. Okay. We were taught with those old ones. We weren't, you know, the type of people, children or what, was ignorant to cut off your elders while they were speaking, okay? Whether they're speaking our language, which they mostly did, which we understood when they were praying. When they were praying, they were telling the, you know, stories about, you know, things, when they would share things that, you know, that we need to know and what, okay? So those were those times, but we still carry that same respect as that. You should have learned by now, Tyreek. Listening to Chanufa, you never cut him off.
I told you.
You never cut him off because he'll get mad, okay?
I'm not getting mad. I told you, we didn't have enough time.
Yeah. No, you had 36 minutes. That was enough time. There were how many callers were on? And then when he stopped, what happened?
Okay,
that's when I got on, okay?
Okay.
But there was still time that nobody wanted to talk. And that's why I said, wasted fucking time. See? He was almost finished because I know his story. When we talk, we tell a story while we're telling the experience of what was happening out here. Okay?
Okay.
In the same way Chinupa tells his stories, is the same way my brother was trying to tell his life experience when it comes to who we are and what we experience as our spiritual understanding. Okay.
All right.
So yeah. So that's what, you know, you're just like, you know, Mark said, you know, that's his elder, that's his uncle. Okay. Whether he's talking, you know, a different way or what, we got to jump all over the place because we know we don't want to talk too long or too what. So we jump all over the place with our stories at times, you know, trying to get everything that we, you know, need to share. It's not easy for us to keep explaining ourselves, sharing our stories, our experience, our abuse by the system and everything that we're all talking about. Because if we're not, then you tell me what the fuck we really are talking about. And who are we coming onto this show to listen to or what? What are we learning from it? What do we understand so far? What's the truth of it? And why do you really call in? Because if none of us call in, then who are you going to listen to only? Come on, we have to figure out. Nobody asked for more time. Shit, we had 2 hours for 3 days. I'm not asking for more time. I didn't ask for Chinupa not to open the show to let us talk. I didn't ask for none of that. All I asked for is to learn to respect each and every one of us if you want us to share what's happening in our area. That's what the show is supposed to have been about. It wasn't supposed to have been about Mallory, which Shanupa kept beating. And I told him to stop beating her. I told you guys, I don't want to put that energy towards her. See? So now she got on. She did all the cussing out. That's her. Now she wants to apologize and then, oh, you know, make a deal? Fuck no. Uh-uh. Like Shanupa said, thank you, no. I said no. How many else are you going to say no? If her daughters are around, they would say no. Fuck no. However you want to say it. Come on. So no. So I don't want to hear about her. If she wants to keep listening, go ahead. You know, she kind of said, oh, I didn't. Something about all of those lawsuits and stuff, like she didn't really mean that, you know, kind of giggled around about it. But Shanupa kind of gave her a laugh about it too, you know. Like it was all a fucking game after she pissed all of us off and we had to get on and protect him and defend him. Uh-uh. So for now, I don't want to hear about her no more. If Shanupa's going to come on, if he wants, yeah, let him see what he has to say too, you know. But I'm over that part. There's a bigger things happening than a little petty shit like her. Well, yeah, my brother, yeah, to us, it's ignorance. It's like, come on, you know, we don't want to share these things over, constantly remind ourselves of the abuse that we went through as children in a fucking white man school. Because my own son went through it. That's why I took my children away from it to protect them and taught them here at home to understand this world, what's happening today. Not about Christopher Columbus, but yeah, you got to give them a history, real history about who they are. So yeah, that's my story. I haven't even shared my story yet. Because it's going to take too long. Hmm? 5 minutes, all right, well, figure it out then. Because we all have our own story.
Today, you're the host. I'm not. Today, I'm not. Shanupa and I today gave you the show. So you're the host today.
Oh, why? Why? All of a sudden, they gave us the show. As I said, this is the repeat bullshit that happened continuously with us trying to get somebody to host the show, you know, and then they want to host
it's
the show,
co-hosting.
And then
I'm
they
can't
handle it
co-hosting.
When we speak up, you know, about what we feel, because you're talking to people that went through the fucking abuse that you're all trying to think that you're talking about, that you went through it too.
Our people are suffering.
We know who our enemy
is. Jenny,
this is your brother.
He was trying to tell his story, and we get shut down. Everybody wants to shut us up when we open up. He was opening up. He was opening up, which we got to do because there's hurt, there's anger there.
Yeah,
if somebody is opening up, you
don't
shut up.
I don't come on this
up.
Radio station trying to seek for fortune and fame and be a celebrity and movie star. No, that's not
I think,
me.
I think Uncle is trying to talk.
All right.
You know what? I told Mark I was hurt yesterday by, you know, I heard laughter in the background. You know, these people haven't been through what I've been through. I'm losing my life almost 7-8 times. You guys witnessed it. I was trying to share is that our prayers are still strong. Those old people come to me. You've seen many of those things that they showed me, Jenny. You know, but coming onto a radio station and being shut down, I mean, when you're trying to share, hoping that people will listen, hoping that people will take what you're saying, you know, inspire somebody that's having a rough time like I had when I went through. You know, but being cut off, it's like this guy, we got time. Fuck your time. Fuck your radio station and fuck you. That's the way I feel. That's the way I was shut down yesterday. It's just another fucking white man thing here, you know. But I'll tell you something. What I've been through, my street people listen to me more. I inspire them by my stories that I tell them. They never cut me off. Remember, Indians don't have time. We're on Indian time. If you can't take the stories and you want to cut somebody off, well, you can keep your radio station. Eh? There's fucking time. A white man runs by time, us Indians don't. That's a true fucking native that's telling you that right now, too. My grandparents would sit there and tell us stories. They tell us stories. They don't care how long it took, but we sit there, we listen. We didn't tell them, oh, your time's off. Your time to quit. Bullshit. Bullshit. And all my stories, I'll keep them with my, I'll keep them with my people that want to listen. That are willing to listen. Not cut me off when I'm in there trying to share. But what I was trying to share is that those old people come to me. They told me, use that in this come. That's what got me healthy. My sister witnessed that. My nephew witnessed that. The doctors were so fucking amazed. They fucking cried. They walked away from me. They said they were going to let me go. I was supposed to die. I didn't fucking die. My grandparents came to me. They doctored me. They doctored me. The same thing they did this time. They doctored me again. They gave me and my friend a home. I heard her crying one night, one morning, early in the morning, listening to her. I'm tired. I don't want to drink no more. I want a home. I'm going to be healthy again. When she went to sleep, I made that prayer. Give us a home. I'll quit. I didn't need a fucking treatment center like a white man says. I didn't need nobody to fucking help me. The Creator helped me. He's the one that gave me the courage to step forward. Step forward and take that, the sickness I had to deal with, to deal with it for 5 fucking days on my own. But I did it because I know Creator was giving us a home. He gave us what we needed, a place to keep warm. Don't have to worry about being outside no more. But to this day, I still pray for the ones that are still out there. I invite them over to my home to eat, feed them. Because that's what I told Creator I would do. But, you know, I know what's going on in this world. I'm not no fucking retard like they said I was going to be. My mind, he gave me my mind back. All those times of people trying to take my life, he gave it back to me. He gave my meme and my mind. People sit there, I heard them laughing yesterday. Heard them laughing back there. Well, hey, I hope the karma doesn't come back on you and treat you the way I was treated. But I tell you something, I never lost my faith in my Creator. He was always there with me, carrying me through the storms that I went through. I've lost a lot of friends out here on the streets due to the fucking white man. His friends are so fucking neat friends. I gave my friend a horse song. The song Come to Me. This horse come to me, and I sang the song. 2 weeks, I think about 2-3 weeks later, I met my friend. He, my friend, his name was Shivers. He passed away in a homeless shelter over there. After I got kicked out and left, I was taking care of him. After I left, they told him to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You're not sick. He was dying all that time. And these people want to sit there and fucking laugh at me when I tell my stories about these people. That's sad. It's really fucking sad. And these are natives. My native brothers and sisters that have passed away out here, murdered out here in these fucking streets. Why? Because they were told they couldn't be there. They got to fucking realize that this is Turtle Island belongs to us natives, not to you fucking white man, you Chinese, you black, none of you fuckers. It was given to us. Their fucking stories about the Burning Straits, a bunch of fucking lies, propaganda. Propaganda that just shove up their asses. And they're still trying to teach our children the same fucking thing they taught us. I really hate cussing, but this pissed me off yesterday. I don't know who that fucking girl was back there laughing, saying shit. Well, hey, lady, you never fucking walked through the life I walked through. You never walk a road that I walked. You walk your own fucking road. You must be high and mighty or something. And nothing ever happened to you in your lifetime. I have a lot of trauma that's been in my life since the loss of my father, my grandparents, trying to be a fucking white man like you white guys. But it doesn't work for me. I always sing my songs. My songs are to keep me, my prayers to keep me in touch with Mother Earth. Keep me afloat. My friend here seen me, I died 7 times in front of her in one day. When they brought me back in the ambulance, I told them you guys should have left me alone. You couldn't do that, sir. Why? Because you wanted to fucking terrorize me some more? What, man? Beat me up by the worming shelter. Fucking tried to bust my head in. Did the cop do nothing? No. If it was an Indian, he'd be going to prison. These fuckers, they drugged me. They didn't fucking do nothing about that either. These motherfuckers are still walking. You don't know how much hatred I have. My hatred. I was going to come back on, but I thought, no. I got to let these guys know my fucking true feelings. Otherwise, it's going to be a cancer. If I don't let it go, it'll be a cancer inside me, ripping me apart again. I'll be right back where I was at. I'm learning this as I go along. All the things I stuffed inside was fucking made me go dysfunctional in my life. And it's all caused by your fucking white people. Your fucking alcohol, your drugs, the way you treat us. You know, I wish they, Christopher Columbus would have kept going. We'd never had this fucking misery on our, in our life, or on Turtle Island. You know, I give this to my grandparents that taught me to have respect. Never cut nobody off. But when people start cutting you off, it's time to just move on. They don't want to hear your stories. Their stories are more important than yours. But I tell you something, when people talk, I listen. I listen because I can learn something from that. I could see the same thing that happened in my life that happened to him, that I'm not only the only one that this happened to. But I learn as I go, because what they're telling me is, hey, it's okay. You're not the only one that this happened to. That's all I got to say. Thank you, guys. Now, thank you, Jenny. I love you a lot. Chinupa, I have a lot of respect for you. But I think this will be my last time coming on this radio station. I just wanted to have to clear, myself there and let you guys know how I feel. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, I love you too, brother. Yeah. So now you understand what we're saying. So go ahead. Somebody else can talk.
Yeah, this is Chinupa. We're kind of taking a break on cutting wood, but let me step in. I didn't catch any part of the show, but I don't care. You guys were having your chance to express yourselves. That's good. That's what radio show's about. But anyway, I think I'm going to kind of share this real briefly. People, listen to this carefully. Here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, a lot of different things are going unsaid, undone, and so forth. And a majority of the people, you know, I try to get Kevin Keller to come on the radio show, and his young kids, they text me a number of information about what they're seeing. And, you know, people are scared of retaliation and acts of denial. But one of the things that I always try to give people the benefit of a doubt is to understand the power of policies, okay, what a lot of these governments, tribal governments, and everybody else does when they infringe on people. See, sometimes the problem begins within people that are seeking for a job position, all right? That's how problems are, because they bring that with them to the job. The disillusionment comes with a different poor, you know, character of one's behavior. You know, I'm only using these words to describe that because people understand the English. They don't understand traditional language and knowledge. And when I got on, I was listening. I heard my little brother, Philip, say a few words, and then he got off. And, You know, I don't know what that's about, but I could care less. He's welcome to come back to the show anytime. So one of the things, you know, knowing the knowledge of inability is the whole defensive, you know, nation and notion that people can use as a, you know, norm of what goes on in Indian country. And sometimes we take things, you know, for granted. And like here, for instance, I always say this to people. I don't give a shit who it is, be male or female, okay? Show me that you're in the condition and you're on your reservation serving your people. Show me you're doing stuff like that. It can never, ever be said and done. They're going to talk about it, but they never lived it. It's like the renewal of a body to the lodge. Once you're going to mini oyapap soon, it's getting kata hata. The community le waslo ikile wana kachan kile tima hiukte. Woke ikile. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that part in Lakota Fest, you know, about the lodge. I'm just telling you guys about what the cleansiness can do, see. And my ancestors have said that. They've said this many times over and over, that our people need to really pay attention to the experiences we're sharing you, not to give it to somebody that don't know about it. Everybody is curious about the indigenous culture. Everyone. So you have David Swallow. You have a guy named, I can't remember his name. He's down here in Pine Ridge videotaping David Swallow, all these people, the Thunder Valley people about the homelessness. Them fuckers got federal grant money and created establishment for themselves. Okay? And they're only renting them to half-breeds. There's two bloods out there. They got this land by the late Oliver Red Cloud. They tricked him, and they got 80 acres of land, and that's how they built this foundation. The whole reservation knew about it. Even his kids won't scream about it. They might get offended because I'm saying it, but he did. They used him. He admitted it before he passed away that he'd been tricked. He said that. Oliver Red Cloud said, "Why, Lena Ata, le we chokan kile." Let's He said, "I didn't know what this paper was about, but they wanted my signature on, so I did it. I should have read it." He said that. I know I was at that meeting. But a lot of them are taught that way. See, a lot of our men and women would go off the reservation and come back with these zebras, okay? These white people, blacks, whoever. And then they conceive. They have sex. They have these little ones. And they're left behind. So these little ones, they adapted what their parents had done outside. They bring it into the reservation, okay? And so all of them start, you know, contributing to the reservation's corruption. This is what's happening. That's why you people out there, this is why I get so fucking mad with you guys. You don't know Indian life in the Indian reservations. But you should know. America is one big fucking Indian reservation. You don't even know that. But you don't say it. You people need to say that. That's not the ones that are on the show, but you people that are out there that are curious about indigenous culture. Understand that. Just because you can put a sticker on your car and then have some feathers on it and then put the red, white, and blue symbols on it, that doesn't mean shit. That don't mean you're fucking Indian. Fuck no. And then cut your hair and disguise it, dye your hair, all the norms out there, okay? My people are ashamed of themselves, okay? My people, the indigenous people of Turtle Island are ashamed of themselves. They wear skin-tight pants showing their backsides off. They want to fit into that white attire. They don't want you over there. But, yes, they like that you're doing that so the white man can look at your ass, young women. Don't say you don't do that because you know you do. And you men, you're sagging. You jack your pants down your ass. You ain't fucking black. Pull that pants up. You're showing your butt crack. That's not what makes a warrior. Uh-uh. That's not Indian. That's not Lakota. That's not whatever tribe you want to say. That's not it. I've urged many people out there in the realm to pay attention to the movies and watch what they do. This is their actual behavior of life. in urban cities and in urban states with the high population of different people. This is why I go to that same conscript of what I just said. The power of policy, okay? Every issue of any type of educator, outsiders that come into the reservation, they see different, you know, clarification of our Indian people, and then they want to fit in because the white man is a thief. Just recently, my people headed out east to retrieve and bring back a bunch of stolen artifacts to people that died and were massacred by gunpoint and gunned down by the 7th Cavalry in Wounded Knee back in 1890. So on December 29th of this month, those riders, I rode on that ride from the Wounded Knee massacre when it first started from out north of Bridger and all them places, coming back down this way to Pine Ridge, to our where our people were massacred in the Wounded Knee, where we took it over in 1973 with the grassroots people in Aine. So I know what the hell I'm talking about. So here we are explaining a power of policy, okay? When you make decisions, people, make it according to a masses. What a masses means is people itself in a grave number. You all complain, even Tyreek complains, because we always say we designate people to come on the show, they don't want to come on. You know why? Because it's too fucking real. The reason why it's real, we're tired of being under the power of policy. Duh. That's what we're saying. So we as people that organize to try to help you guys get the fuck out of dormancy, you don't know the inner doubt. Inner doubt. If you don't know how to spell that word, I'll spell it for you. Inner doubt. I-N-N-E-R. Doubt. D-O-U-B-T. Okay? So the inner doubt is what enslaves people's mind, the brain. This is why the masses of people can never come together. Because everybody wants to be right. And you that speak are wrong. That's how you make what they call a what? Democratic society? Because it's all under a what? Schizophrenia? Huh? That's what you guys don't know. The schizophrenia is like a fear-based society. That generates what? Hatred and racism. Simple. But because we're radicals and we know what the fuck we're talking about, look, I'm going to share this and I'm going to get off the show and give you guys a chance to finish up your show. But I wanted to come on because I told you guys I'd be late. And I do hope Jenny and Rachel came on to cover the show because sometimes pragmatic, you know, behavior in a realistic mind. And I mean a realistic mind. Sometimes every one of us got to do a part to step up a little bit and make it clear that we give a shit about one another. And for the listening audience, my mom told me this when I was a kid. And hear me on it. Don't get offended, you women. My mom said, one day, son, you're going to become a man. And when you do that, take this effective measure and hold your noise down in the background, people. Every fucking time I want to get seriously in tone to this, you want to disrupt. Go disrupt the white man. Please, go do that to him. I'll save the story for another time now. Anyway, the reservations that are constantly being destroyed are because of you people supporting the new wherewithal of technology. That's why. Okay? Many times I've been trying to tell you guys over and over, creativity is the invention of why all of these military, you know, groups of people, whether they're Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, okay? The rich tell them because it's constantly about making money, okay? That's their so-called entrepreneurs of creating that. So what do? They invade these countries where there is a growth of minerals. All them wars, even like Afghanistan and Iraq, that Iraq was oil to throw in American money because Saddam Hussein had his own currency and doing it the way everyone thinks that those people were doing bad to their. No, no, huh? They didn't do that. It's all a lie. They just want to harm poor people and turn them into good old citizens of the American States of Empire. Simple. So when I get into this, inward and outward, invention is what you're all living with. The batteries that are in our cell phones, this is why they went to Afghanistan. Lithium. Lithium. And so when them Afghanistan people stood up and didn't want them fuckers in there, they driven them out. Now look, Iran, their women are riled up. The women are getting pissed off because they're tired of living under a patriarchal regime. That's their culture and custom. Okay, that's them over there. But you whites, on the other hand, you're supposed to be responsible too. You can never stick your nose where it don't belong, but you guys always do this because you want them to come into my country, Turtle Island. This is what you guys do. Don't tell me you don't. So you whites need to own up to your responsibility of why you stick your name and your nose into business, because all you're going to do is create segregation again. America loves to repeat history, people. And I wanted to get into that story about my mom. We'll save it for another time. But withdraw from your reactions of behavior. And then when I'm off the show and I'm quiet, I'm going to get back to work here, you have every fucking right to make all the noise you want against the women. And before you guys close on the show, women, I'm going to come back on and sing a closing song for you guys in honor of the children and elders. Honor of children and elders. That's me. That's my belief. Why am I like Khuda? Ikhtiyawi chasa hai macha. Na nako chante tindo akola kichi ekile wana o bluespin na hot ko wana o chake. Na oyate ke na khokata kya e chaga na kana e meha kam nazik. Hena hech fun se hani unko kya kam matheto ha. As ni lak khota bhanta we choy he lo ha bhanta e kakpi yankte. Wa khat khan ka kichi mane to ha he nu ki basloik leni chukte. Khankal ata lila osni, makaki lila tasake. Chahachola heche khankal yala na woche ki akazi. Wakhankanka naniki khunkte. Uti makaki lila tasake yanke. As ini osni woche ki akazi. Hena we only ha helu ha hanta. Ta kukashi hena kakpi yank. Hena hechinsi o chichaka. What I said in my language, you figure it out. But I'll let you all go and I'm going to get back to work here and I'll put my phone back on the charger, and Jenny and Rachel, if you guys are on the show, and Philip, I caught Philip's voice coming on. Philip, don't be pouting. Get back on the show. It's your show. Who are we doing that? You're a man. I understand what you're going through. Don't worry about it, man. I go through that, too. I just said it. They were trying to interrupt me because somebody's making noise. So, hey, that's why I stopped. I won't tell that story about my mom. Anyway, I'll give it back to you guys. I'm going to finish cutting wood. Okay, thank you, guys.
But who else is on the line besides me and Rachel? I don't know if my son's still on there, my brother.
My name is Apache. I'm on here. I just picked up.
All right. Go ahead. Tell us what's happening on your side.
I was listening to you. I didn't know. I came in on the end part of that conversation, so I really didn't know. You know, a brother asked me to check out the show, and it says Indigenous Voices of People. So I'm listening. I'm learning things that I didn't know, because I have Cherokee and Black for blood in me, but I also have African blood in me. And people, you know, they treat me like, well, it's either you're this or you're that, or you're just that. And I don't deal with that because I know my history and I know my family. And, you know, I'm learning a lot of things, just like I learned that in our culture that the mother that represents the generation that is passed down. You know what I'm saying? The blood, the mother represents that. And I've been learning a lot of things. So right now, I'm just listening.
All right. Well, that's interesting because that's something that we try to explain to these people that don't have no roots here. They consider it top seed, how we say it, you know. They just got here, and if they had roots here, they would know exactly who they came from. And that the mothers are the grandmothers. The teachings were passed on to their children by the grandmothers, which is the woman.
Exactly.
So Turtle Island was always governed by the women, mainly up here where we're at, in these five states that Chinupa talks about, the people
okay.
of the pipe. Okay? So our teachings come from our grandmothers, which they taught their children, which was my grandfather and father and all of the teachings of our people how to understand this world and what was going to happen. Yeah?
Mm.
So it's not just one tribe that understands these teachings. Some tribes lost it. Some tribes haven't. If they're hanging on to it fully. But, yeah, the language is very important because when somebody's speaking a different language, and I know they're from a different country, you know? But when I hear our language being spoken, if you heard it while you were a child and what, then you would recognize it right off. Hmm?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
one of it was through the school system and the religion, church system, that, you know, still forced it onto us because they made it a law that we had to go to the school, you know, where it was all bad, you know. Today it's still there, but it's more like modern still, but it's still law. Same fucking law.
Yeah.
The same fucking religion, the same goddamn stories, their stories. They didn't teach us none of this in our schools. The schools, not our schools. I don't even call them. Because why I don't want to call them my school? Because I hated that place.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we experienced racism and abuse when we first got taken off the so-called reservation, they call it, into a white school. And where the abuse was, you know? So we experienced it, and we know what racism and hatefulness and everything is. I never wanted to go back there. So I didn't put my children all through it. I didn't force it on them. I took them and kept them at home. Those are my children. Let me teach them what I want them to know about this world. You know?
Yes.
See? So
agreed.
With prayer, I did that. I didn't apply for it or sign up for it or what, you know? See? Why? Because I had no doubt. That, you know, if it's truly what our people are talking about and saying and what, and we have it in our spiritual interpretations, then if it works for me, then why not for others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now my kids, they know how to read and write in English and all that. They know how to spend their money and what this world is all based on now and what, and all their lies are coming out, you know?
Yeah.
They're not all messed up out there trying to kill somebody, beat them up, drunk and all, just, you know, all over the place and don't do nothing. So all of this is not. Yeah, it's all taught in their system.
They always show that image. They don't show the good, you know, of Native people, they never show good images. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, and people want to know, well, what do I do, you know? They understand that, but they want to know, well, what do you do? How do you do this? When we talk about the food, the crisis of the food, crisis of, you know, different things are going on today, well, then start preserving. Start stocking up. If you know how to can or somebody can teach you. But come on.
Yeah.
You know, that's how our people live. They prepared for everything.
Yeah.
Every season. Every winter. Come on.
Yes. True.
And we're still going through that today. You know, it hasn't stopped.
True. My mom, she passed away.
How are you
going
to really
like
protect
that?
Your children today when they're trying to take those rights from you, trying to figure out every day how to take those? But why do you want to burn children then if that's all that's going to happen to us? They created a world full of fucking evil debt that they think that we're the ones that have to pay for it now. Shit, we never get out of debt, you know? Constantly in debt, you know? Take all those time away from your children. Why, you want to place them in the hands of white people? Come on, I say white people because that's the majority of what I think so far are all the drunk pill users and shit, private, you know, fucking parties, you know, come on. And they, you want to allow them to teach your children? And they want to look at you, you're that person?
No,
don't tell me that, huh? I've seen too much of it going into their houses, knowing that they work for school systems and shit. Known doctors, you know, work for hospitals on that reservation. But he was the one that had the most expensive whiskey bottles in his garbage can every fucking time my brother would go through and empty that garbage for them. And they want to look at us like, what? If you go to any dispensary, any state where it's legal to buy marijuana, because it's sure to fuck legal to buy alcohol, you know, in every damn store and alcohol, you know, place that, you know, they sell the heavy liquor and shit, whiskey and shit. It's all legal. But the majority of the people that are going in are what majority? Tell me what color, depending on where do you live at. They're the ones that vote for not with it, not us natives, huh? There's just very few that even care about it. Very few that, you know, because they made it an option now, because a lot of these hospitals and shit, you know, depending on what you want, you know, they trying to get everybody off of this pain medication because they got in trouble for handing out, you know, too much or what. So now it's an option, you know, if you want to choose medical marijuana for your pain, then you don't get no pain pills in there. See?
What state is that?
And right here in Montana state, they're doing that.
Oh,
wherever
wow.
they legalize it, wherever they have legalization of it now.
Well, I'm in Virginia. It's legal here in Richmond.
Yeah, so they it's more like they want to push a lot of people to choose the medical marijuana than the pain medication anymore. So it's more like become an option now. But you want to treat yourself with either the pain medication, you know, or you pay for your own. What they call it, marijuana, medical marijuana. So I'm like, well, what the hell? So the majority of the people that are white people, they're the ones that are walking in and out of there. You go sit by one like I did and watch. And I thought, gee, here they call us drug addicts and all that, you know? Very few people, other people you'll see going, and very few African-American people you go in and see, you know, once in a while you know, an Asian person might pop up, you know, but yeah, it's all over the place like that.
Hey, this is Black Token. Can I talk really quick? Don't mean to interrupt. So, what's your name, caller? This is Black Crow. I'm from the Pecani Nation. I heard that you said you're Cherokee and Blackfoot. All right?
Yes.
Well, explain to me how are you Cherokee and Blackfoot. I want to hear this. I want to know from your mouth where your lineage comes from. I want to know how you're Blackfoot because I'm 100% Pecani. All right? This is a real Pecani man. I don't mean to be rude, but I get tired of hearing this. Every race wants to be my people.
Look. See, already you're coming off offensive, and I'm not here for that. I just listened in to what was stated. People asked me what I was. I explained this. Look, I already know who I am. I don't have to continue to tell this person, that person, because I explain it all the time, and I'm tired of that. And the attitude that you just put out there, the energy, I'm not with that. I'm a very respectable person. I listen to everyone, and I try to learn from everyone. See, I have it in my family.
I'm just trying to learn, too. You got to understand from my point of view.
And you're trying to hear it from my end.
Recently,
from my point of view right now, it's very negative the way you came off. Very.
Yeah,
so how would you expect me to learn anything, and how would you learn anything if you take on that type of mentality? That's the problem with the world now, because people always judge people. And you judge me.
I just
want to
know how you're black foot. Because
but the point was you judged me before, because everything that came out your mouth
is that you're Cherokee and Blackfoot. So I want to know how are you Cherokee and Blackfoot.
That's the ignorance. That's the ignorance right there. And so
you are the ignorant because you won't answer
me.
How are you Cherokee and Blackfoot? Simple.
Have a great day.
Yeah, did you take your
ancestry
test?
Because I'm not going to go through this with you. Have a great day.
Well, good. I don't care.
Have
don't
a great
care.
Day. Have
you
a great day. I'm not here to argue. See, people ask me to come and listen, and I'm listening. They ask me who I was. They said, who's listening? And I answer. And all of a sudden, I'm getting this. Come on, bro. I didn't come here for
no
negative
vibes.
No,
you were talking
anything,
very nicely, okay?
Anything
you were talking very nicely by the host,
get
all right?
Wrong,
I am
need
listening
to, get rid
to
of
you,
that
and I want to know how are you Cherokee
me,
and Blackfoot.
You need to get rid of it. And until you get rid of it, this world will never change because you're part of the problem. And
maybe
you
only, listen, hold on. Maybe my son was only asking you in that way. If I would have, he's just asking a question because we asked
I
that
know,
when somebody said, hold on. Yeah, when he asked, when he... Well, look, this is what when we're from, you know, a tribe of people, and when we say, oh, I'm Lakota, but like Chinupa would say, well, who's your family, you know? Because we want to know, you know, maybe you might be related or something. That's how
I
we are.
I understand that. Well, see, my family's from
him asking,
Georgia.
When you said you were black, I would have asked you, well, what band are you from, you know, because we have four bands, see?
Okay.
And you might be related.
Well, I have family
you know,
in Georgia.
So who? So
my
who is your grandmother?
Come from Georgia. My family.
But who is your grandmother?
The
Blackfoot Confederacy.
I'm trying to remember her name. I'm trying to remember her name right now because I'm so offended by the way he came off. And I understand that people talk in certain ways, but
if you want people to respect you,
it's a way that you talk to people.
It's kind of hard for the. Because there's so many people that are out there on social media claiming
to
be, you know,
fast
and
that. Fake.
But,
I'm not trying to prove to nobody that I'm a fake.
Yeah, so we always don't ask, well, you know, well, how are you, John Blackfoot?
Right,
you know, who is your family? Who is your family?
Somebody asked me to come on here, and to me, I seem like this was a setup because I didn't come on here to cause no problem. I came in here and I learned.
Nothing's
a
setup. We're not investigators. We're not the FBI or not the CIA or what.
Have a great day.
Nobody sets nobody up.
Who asked
nobody
to come
nobody
on?
Up.
Have a great day.
See, you know, somebody, if somebody said I was Cherokee, then I would say who my family is, you know? That's how we recognize each other. If I say I'm Many Heights, automatically they're going to know where I'm from. I'm from Red Blanket. I'm Pekani, Blackfeet people. See? That's all it is, and they get all mad. Why is my son like that? Because, you know, okay, I tried to accept him as a human who he was calling in, trying to learn something. So he agreed with everything I said, okay? So we're talking about this darn system and shit. But he said, my son has every right. Well, he's black, but well, let's see who, you know, who he is, you know? Well, what's wrong with that? It's no different from anybody else. Ask him, well, who's your family, you know? Who's your grandma or what, you know? So we know who we are and, oh, yeah, I know her. That's how we are. But we recognize each other. But he, you know, all of a sudden, he don't remember his grandma's name. What's wrong?
Well, I want to know who invited anyone.
Well, why do they get mad when we ask that? Shit, any native will say something like that. But, you know, I didn't want to get into All right, we're going to say something. Okay, he agreed on everything that was said. All right, and that part, he got mad.
But I don't understand all these people we've had on the show here recently. You know who we're talking about, the Mr. Principal or whatever his name was. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is what we deal with out here because we've got every race trying to come in and claim in on this.
Yeah, I claim, oh, we set them up. How the hell did we set them up? I'm not the fucking police.
I know. I just want to know who told him to come onto the show. Who invited him? I want a name.
I did. I'm inviting people from Facebook, from the whole goddamn world onto the show. Is this a problem?
No,
there's
because
a
you
lot
know
of,
to
there's
what
a lot of
name.
Look, this,
okay.
We made this show called Indigenous Voices of People. This is not only
Tariq,
the
you know.
This is for everybody.
Tariq, you know who the fuck we dealt with a few weeks ago, don't you?
I understand.
The guy who took the screws. So, okay, that's just, you got to have a little understanding. This is why we are acting this way. When
I have a billboard. Let me tell you something.
We know.
There's a billboard that I put on the freeway, Indigenous Voices of People, call on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm trying to tell you all, there is advertising all over San Diego, all over California, with Indigenous Voices of People on the freeway. I'm telling you that. So people are calling in.
Okay, but we're having that.
I'm trying to tell you that.
So how do you feel when you, okay, we all know we get cussed out and put down and talk crazy and all this and what? All right.
And then,
so now, they're hearing all these crazy ended to talking this way and that way. Soon as we question, do they want to get mad? Oh, I don't want to be, you know, try ignorant. Oh, I don't want, you know, and oh, you guys just set me up. How the fuck did that all happen?
We feel the same
just
way when we get
simple
people being
fucking
called
question
in
again.
We feel the same way.
And you say you're inviting
people,
so you invited. I don't want to say that girl's name, that woman's name. But, yeah, so that all happened. No, it's not we want arguments with nobody. They can't handle what's being said and how it's being said. And what are we listening to? What are we doing, really? If you think that this shit that we're sharing is not real, then you tell me what fucking part of it is real. Mm-hmm. It's the real truth of what we're saying, what we're trying to talk about. There's many people that don't even want to waste their time saying anything. They don't listen anyway, they say. Well, you just got to, you know, look at yourself and prepare for yourself for what you, you know, feel that what's going to come. We don't have to get on here and say nothing.
Look, I did
if
my
part.
If it's
really people listen across the ocean, yeah, this is what we've had to put up with since they got here. They didn't want to listen to our grandparents. They didn't want to listen to none of our people that told them that they don't belong
why,
here. You, there are things that you can, cannot
you
do on your
today.
Island, and they did all the fucking cannot do. And this is what's happening to us continuously because of it. But what more? What more? How else can you explain it? Can't tell everything, and they're not going to listen.
We had a black guy come on this radio show 7 weeks ago, telling you news. We had a black guy come on this radio show several weeks ago telling Chinook he lost his language. He didn't know who the fuck he was. Why do we got every race of people coming on this show trying to discredit us, down us, telling us we're liars? We don't know who's coming on this show. We question them. Sorry if we come off maybe sound a little rude to them. But they don't know how many people have come on this show and we've had to deal with all different types of races cussing us and getting up our ass for seeing what we do on here or trying to claim something that they're not.
I am not standing up for him. I'm just letting you
all
know.
I didn't say you were. I didn't say you were, Tariq. I didn't say you were. I'm telling you, we are tired of all these people coming on the show. We are leery. And maybe we come off sounding that way because You've heard different people come on this show. They laugh at Chinook. They call us liars. Tell us to shut up. Oh, get over it. Or we got people who are just nosy, and they may maybe be reporting back. We know what we've been dealing with on this show. And if people get upset because we may come at them the way we do, there's a reason we're doing that. You listen to these people come on the show, cuss us out, laugh at Chinook, cuss him out.
You did right. I gotta wonder sometimes if people ain't being put up
to goddamn do that. To tell you the goddamn truth. You don't hear the anger us. Get us going. I gotta question that sometimes.
All right.
This is Black Crow. So I said what I said because there's a movement on the East Coast, and they're African Americans, and I get so tired of white people and African Americans abusing the Cherokee name. Man, leave them alone. Quit claiming them. Now you want to say you're Blackfoot. I was into a huge argument earlier this year with this black movement, saying he was Blackfoot. He had a picture. I got a picture of my great-great-grandfather, Weasel Tail, saying that this guy is black. I get tired of it. So now I've learned. But they say they're Cherokee and Blackfoot. They're full of shit. That's why I questioned him. He got mad because he said, it's my fault. Nah, that's reverse psychology. I don't care. Tired of it. That's another thing, is you're going to have pretendians, Mickey Mouse ones, who want to get on here. You got to question them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a known
thing.
That's
your full right. Question anybody you want.
And I don't care who calls in. And if they get questioned, we're going to find out if they're real or not.
That's true.
If they want to learn, yeah, that's a good place to learn. But, you know, you got to let us talk. We know there's
a the way that guy came on a few weeks ago, he didn't want to talk, if you all remember right. He came on right on the phone just cussing and going after Chinook.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that guy was a piece of work.
And we get him all the time on here. So when other people come on, don't get so offended with us like off the bat, because you don't know what we put up with on this show. Who's coming at us?
Don't forget that Rayfield guy, too, that white fucker,
yeah.
too.
Oh,
yeah, he's always
laughing at
Chinook.
He was always sitting there laughing at the black guy?
Remember the black guy who was talking against Canupa?
Yeah, that principal guy.
Yeah, he called the feds on me.
Well, of course, because
he was defending Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that Christopher Columbus was sitting next to him. That's what I asked him. All right, Mr. Principal, could you put him on the phone then?
You know, talk to him like he's
sitting right next to you. You want to defend him? Well, let me ask him a question. He got mad because he got clowned on, because that's what the fuck he thought him like.
He called the feds on you. He didn't like what the fuck we were saying because we could not kiss shit up. I guess the boy got enough power. He took a cruise with it. The people sit right on those videos. I watched them. They after power.
And
power
is
M-O-N-E.
And do you know why this show is number one on the Blog Talk Radio and number one and circling around? Because all of you and Canupa and myself and everybody, you know what I mean? Because now, all the indigenous people in Turtle Island knows that there's somebody, if they call the show and claim to be what they're not, you know what I mean? There's elders like yourselves. There's elders like yourselves.
Okay, Tariq, listen. Why do you think I said what I said at the beginning of the show?
Yep.
Okay, I want people to know this. If you're coming on here to start shit or tell us to fucking be a white sympathizer or to do this, cuss us out, tell us to go, don't even bother because we're going to come back at you fucking hard.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's crazy how, you know, the other one, you know, all of them want to report, and next thing all of a sudden, oh, we set him up, you know, like we're the cause, we're the, all this crap, you know, that they think we are, you know, jeez. No, that's not what the show is about. Mm-mm. We're sharing something that they didn't want us to remember, And they don't.
They don't want anything said, but that's the point. And when we got minority people who show up on the show like that guy did several weeks ago, that's what pisses me off because everybody
And
else,
when they're not happy about it, they call the police. They call the FBI.
So this is
call
what
they're saying.
We don't need no fucking. We don't need no fucking antagonist. We don't need no Mary Janes. We don't want to hear you. We're going to call the line. I don't give two shits. Go fucking do it. Like I said at the beginning of this show, before you people step on this show and you want to talk about hate and speech, you step the fuck out there in America and you go to your evangelicals, you go to your goddamn Nazis, and you go to your politicians, and you fucking tell them that shit that you're getting on this radio show saying to us because we're goddamn tired of hearing it. You're a white sympathizer? Go out there and try to psychology a white man out of his goddamn anger, his goddamn hate, and his goddamn speech. That's all I got to say now because I'm really starting to get mad. I'm getting a motherfucking headache.
Well, it's only
well, you
three
can,
of you.
You can imagine, only imagine what our old ones went through when all this first started.
Yeah.
They went through something that, you know, you can't even imagine that happening to your own self and your children, grandchildren again. But it's still happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, there ain't no difference between 2022 and 1492. And when I hear these women come over here and say, get over it, it's the past, let your anger go, let's all get along. You're a white sympathizer. Get out of here.
That's all
you're
I'll
a
say
fucking
is get
white
over
sympathizer.
It. Just because they got over it, they want you to get over it. How could you get over it when you know it's still happening?
You can't get over. You can't get over when a principal's chasing you downstairs and holding you by your neck and just beating the fuck out of your ass. You can't get over a cafeteria worker slamming you, grabbing you by your hair, twisting it in their hands, dragging you, and then slamming you against the wall. You never get over that shit. And you're just a little child.
Yeah, well, that's the path they don't want us to talk about. They don't
See,
want
some
us
of
to
us,
talk
we,
about
we grew up. We grew up in that 70s era when this shit was getting hot and heavy in this country. We as children, we paid for that at the fucking schools. Some of these kids nowadays don't understand that. They didn't go through the full throttle of when there was this native activism coming on. Yeah, we did. We had to pay for all that goddamn hate at the school. Because I went salute the flag. I got my hair wrapped around the woman's fingers and jerked up, slapped in the face. Yeah, that's just something you just, okay. That's just something you just get the hell over real quick. You get over, you can't get over. You do what a cop tells you to do. You do what that white motherfucker tells you to do. Next thing you know, you feel a cold barrel up against your fucking temple. Tell me how the fuck you get over that when you comply with that fucking white man. Turn your head back and you feel a cold barrel in your fucking temple and he's screaming at you to get out of the fucking car. No, this is shit you don't get over. You don't get over having two fucking officers slamming your ass the fuck around because you know they couldn't detain you no more, sticking a gun in your back, one sticks his goddamn boot in your, and you're fucking pregnant at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is shit you don't get the fuck over. Bad damn some bitch flipped my badge off. I was going to work. White Eagle, you been drinking today? You been doing drugs today, White Eagle? I'm in my fucking uniform.
Yeah, it's just too much. You know, everybody has their own story about it, huh? And that's
we're
why I say no.
You're hurting. You're fucking pissed. And you know what's really what we really want to do? You know what I really want to do? I like to go back and find that fucker and put a fucking gun to his head. But we all know we're afraid to. Why? Why? Because he's the fucking white man and we're not. And we know what happens. That's
yeah,
why
then he
we
becomes,
have a
then he becomes
because we
the
know
victim.
What we can't do to him.
Yeah, then he'll become the victim.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the ugly world. They turned it into an ugly world because of their history that they carry and their blood, their mind or what.
Anyway, I don't care for them no more.
It's why do they want to be us too? Huh?
I don't know.
And it's hard for us to even remain and who we really are amongst who's the survivors of our people. But they want to be us, you know? How could you be us? Why? Why do you want to be us?
Because they walked away from who they were, from Europe. They came over here. They were the little fucking pathetic, persecuted misfits from their own country that got kicked out because of their barbaric, vile, vicious ways. They got kicked out and they became the misfits. Oh, the over-persecuted. They lost who the fuck they were when they left fucking Europe. Go back home and find the fuck who you are for trying to pretend to be somebody over here. You're trying to pretend to be evangelical. You're trying to pretend to be a fucking Nazi. You don't know who the fuck you are. This is what's wrong with the white man. They don't know who they are. But they want to be somebody else all the fucking time.
Oh, they all want to blame them.
Look at these white kids out here. These white kids are racist motherfuckers. But they listen to that rap music. They dress like black people, but they're fucking racist. This is what I can't stand seeing. They'll listen to that black music. They'll dress like those black people. But they can't stand those black people. They'll go to a Mexican restaurant, sit down, pig face, fucking shove their fucking pig-ass white faces, and at the same time, turn around and tell them owners, go back to Mexico. You fucking motherfuckers. You want to be what the fuck you hate. You're fucking fucked up in your head because you don't know who the fuck you really are. I'll tell you what you are. You're Europeans. Go back and be a European. They always want to be what they hate. That tells you right there the white man has got some fucking serious mental fucking issues.
Now that's really true. They never want to take a really good look at themselves.
Look
that's
at
why
what
they have to wait. They need to go home. They need to go be Europeans.
Yeah, look at this answer, what he told me. That's why you can never get a radio show because you guys just degrade people and cuss all the time. Well, fuck
they
you,
too.
They
don't understand why, okay? I hope he's listening. You don't understand why. If you were truly listening, get past the anger and hear the words, evidently, people's minds cannot focus on two things at one goddamn time. unless you've been put through this shit. We just sit here. If he's listening, we have had people come on this show in the past coming at us. Fucking fuck, fuck, fuck if we come at you. We do that because in the past we've had people come on the show coming at us. Now, do you understand that? What part do you want to get? God damn it.
You're saying that's why we don't get a radio show. Well, this is a radio show. What the hell does he mean?
No, he's talking about national air radio show, not Block Talk Radio. Like, actually on a radio station show. You know what I mean? Like, in Turtle Island in America.
Well, you know, America, whatever you want to call it, been hearing this for how many years now? Our grandparents have been saying it. There was a radio show when we were younger and stuff that would announce it out there, Paul Harvey, about everything. So it's not like it's never been. Huh?
That's right.
You know, it's not the only radio show that had a host of indigenous people's concerns, issues that's going on today.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I want to say
whatever,
this. I live out here. I want to know why everybody's getting so offended. You fucking people hear this every day, a very street you live in out here. You hear goddamn cussing. You hear the goddamn degrading. Why aren't you fucking standing up for that out there? But we come on a radio show and we do the same thing you hear in your every goddamn day lives out there in America on the goddamn streets. You hear the same thing you're hearing here. Why don't you take fucking issue with that in the streets of America out here? Because you cuss, you hate, you're degrading, and you come on the show and call us that? Part of the reason we're doing this, because, motherfuckers, I live out here around all of this. I hear it every day of my life. But I guess it's okay in the streets of America. You can degrade and hate and cuss, and nobody says a goddamn word about it. But get on a radio show and it be Native Indigenous people. Oh, we got a problem. Go fuck yourselves.
You know, I never learned this cussing language in from my grandparents or stuff like that. I learned it off in movies and cartoons and old movies and what.
I learned it out here because I grew the fuck up.
And
out
then you
here
start hearing it come. You know, that's how you start hearing it from other people's mouths out there. You grow and grow and grow, you know, then you start getting cussed out with it, you know?
Yeah, that's so, right. I didn't know
why you said that.
Public school.
Yeah, the F word and all that, that lady, you know, wants to cuss out people and what. And, you know, but, oh, gee, when we, you know, we defend ourselves with this French language, they call it.
I'm tired of these people coming at us. You people sit out here on the streets. Every one of you races of people, I don't care if you're white, you're black, you're Spanish, you're Asian. I listen to all you goddamn motherfuckers out here. The great you all or the great another person. Let's talk about you out here in America on the streets. Let's talk about how the fuck you talk. Don't tell me you don't do it.
I would just like to say this is the indigenous voices of people, not the American voice. This isn't African American, Chinese American, white American, British American. This is the voices of Turtle Island.
I'm tired of hearing this. This is another thing that angers us. This is what angers me, hearing it. You people, you Americans can sit out here. I don't care what your race is. And you all know you do it out here in the streets of America, in your own communities. I don't care what the race is. You know you cuss, you degrade. Do you want to come on here and fucking talk your shit to us about how we talk? Look in your own backyard and look in your own goddamn mirror.
Well, you look at the station didn't want to hear Chinupa cussing and what, so then he went everything in his language.
Here.
And all of a sudden, they want to know what he was saying. Oh, then we'll host it, you know. Come on.
I know this shit. I heard because I do it myself.
To tell them baby talk or what?
I guess so. Really?
You know, let me jump in here as we're coming close to the hour.
I can go to North Dawson right now on the street.
I put the saw down and, you know, me and my brother Myron and Charlie were doing some tremendous work on cutting wood. And all of you that came on today's show, I did tell Rachel and Jenny I'm going to come on late at time to time. Told Tyreek this. I even told Tyreek to play this song that we did, and he already forgot about it. So I don't know if the show is open up with that song.
No.
So anyway, you know, this is what I want to tell you all. Listen to this part. No matter what we say and no matter how much we do it, okay, they don't want to do it. See? But here's the catch now. Here's the catch. I'm honored. I'm not privileged. I'm honored that they gave us a chance to have a show to express our inner feelings of ourselves. And that's the great thing, because Western culture, man, they cut you off and do all that because that's white man. White man don't like to be exposed upon the truth of other people looking at it. That's the truth. Okay, it's like a song. When people understand the virtues between music, they say Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll. Then they say Jimi Hendrix was the guitarist of heavy metal, okay? But they forget one thing. All of these people create this stuff, okay? They created jazz. They created R&B, hip-hop, all of this, okay? All those colors of man. But let me tell you, people, this is real history from the indigenous people. We're the ones that invented the guitar. It had a one string, okay? It's called a bow. And all you had to do is bend it in, bend it out, and you get the sound. We invented the guitar here in Turtle Island. So now all of you guys have it. I have quite a few of them for myself because I play guitar. But I thank every one of you for coming on our show. We still have our indigenous flutes and drums, too. All of you that participated in tonight's show, Philip, you need to get your ass back on, so quit pouting. I can say that to my little brother. Anyway, this is what we talk about. All the time that we've been forced with this language of barbaric and brutalism, it caused us to be aggressive, angry, and an activist realm. You know what they call me? They call this fucking Chinuma the antagonist of activism. And I'm grateful with it. Okay, good. I'm antagonist, which I am. But that doesn't mean they have to share it. But hey, if they want to, go ahead, more power to you, because I'm going to feed off it anyway. And for you kids that I asked to come on tonight's show, this is your song as we close, and I want to thank all of you for tonight's show as guests to open up the show. I'll listen to it whenever, and, you know, I don't care what y'all did. I'm honored that you did it. And for you children and elders, this is your song that I'm going to give you, and thank you guys for contributing to tonight's show. Remember, the Indigenous Voices of People show is yours, and thank Tyreek for giving us this opportunity to have that. And I give him hell because he's my little brother. And you people that like to donate, donate to him. He has a Cash App. Get a hold of him and get a hold of Tyreek, and he'll show you how to do that. And Dr. Edmund's going to be doing that because he already told me. So I'm going to close the show with this song. This is the song for all the children. All the children, no matter what color they are. This is your song from Chinupa Gruham Money. Tonka shilaya, wa kaya po welo.
I want to say goodnight to all you guys that tuned in to the Indigenous Voices of Radio show. Remember, people, it's your show. You can say and do anything you want and expose the white race of how evil and brutal they are. Every time we use this English language, it tells you the truth, who's your real mortal enemy. And with that, we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember, Wopilatanke Chichapi. And to you kids, that was your song. Aho!